If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, rip and tear into some Doom news from QuakeCon. Fortnite is changing how battle passes work after 7 years. A new Cult of the Land DLC includes a cool interactive comic. Here's the news for Sunday, 11th of August. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
It's been a big week for retro Doom fans, with a bunch of announcements coming out of QuakeCon 2024. The news that got fans the most fired up was the announcement of Doom and Doom 2 Enhanced Port. Out on all platforms right now, it includes the first two original Doom games, enhanced up to 120Hz in 4K, a brand new episode titled Legacy of Rust, sigil made by Doom creator John Romero, and more community mod support, multiplayer deathmatches and co-op, and modern soundtracks. Best part of all, it's free for anyone who owns either Doom or Doom 2, and under $20 for those who don't.
Also announced was Doom Eternal getting mod support, a new physical release for the SNES edition of Doom that looks fantastic, and a massive bundle titled the Doom Anthology that includes every game plus a BFG replica. There was a sneaky little tease as well for a crossover between Starfield and Doom, which features the Praetor armor, Crucible sword, and some hellish enemies. Check everything out for yourself at the link in the show notes. Next week, Cult of the Lamb will be getting its Unholy Alliance update, but now on the same day, the game will be getting an interactive comic too. Announced by Massive Monster, the interactive comic will allow fans to choose between different branching storylines and explore the world through a new protagonist's eyes. So remember, your actions will have consequences. It sounds really cool, as the comic will have music and sound effects, and according to the devs, the comic will also explore the lore of some of the often asked after characters.
The comic will be part of the Pilgrim Pack DLC, which will also include new guests, special followers, outfits, and new decorations for the main game. The devs also tease that there is a whole separate bonus comic that unlocks at the end of the in-game quest, but they haven't hinted on what it's about. The Pilgrim Pack DLC will be available tomorrow on the 12th of August. This week, Sony shared its first fiscal year 2024 financial reports, which has shown that the sales of the PlayStation 5 have decreased. Compared to the first quarter sales of last year, there was a decrease of 900,000 purchases. However, Sony did make gains in other areas, like an increase in operating income and improved gaming and network service sales. The total number of PS5s sold have now reached 61.7 million units. So either everyone who wants a PS5 already has it, or they just don't have enough to lure new customers. Or maybe buying a console that is a couple of $100 at the moment is off the cards because of the cozy libs.
The report also shared that sales of PS5 and PS4 titles have dropped by almost 2 million units compared to the first quarter last year. And of those sales, only 11% were for a first-party game published by Sony. It was also noticed that the ratio between physical and digital purchases had changed, with 80% of games sold across PS5 and PS4 being digital copies. It's going to be interesting to see how Sony responds to the findings. Stay tuned to Walkthrough for all the latest. The eagerly anticipated fantasy action RPG Avowed has been confirmed by Microsoft that it will no longer be released this year. There were rumors floating around last week that it would be pushed back to avoid a very busy period for Game Pass, and sure enough, that's the case. Xbox posted on X that it was being delayed until February 18, 2025 to help players get through their backlog of games, including the upcoming World of Warcraft, The War Within, Age of Mythology Retold, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, Shattered Space, and much more.
honestly, with the big list that they have, it's definitely a good idea. A few months ago, the developers were saying that the game was in good shape and they were very much in the finalizing and polishing phase. There is a live stream scheduled for about on August 23rd, so hopefully we'll get to see more of the game in action. Fortnite set the standard with battle passes when they first launched back in 2017, but a change this week might mean the FOMO for pass cosmetics are over. In a post on the Fortnite site, Epic Games have announced that cosmetics from upcoming battle passes will have an 18-month exclusivity, then they could appear in the shop. It's not everything, of course. There will be a few genuinely exclusive skins each season.
There are a lot of possiblys and maybes and perhapses in that press release, but one immediate change will be that the amount of in-game currency you can complete by doing the battle pass will jump to 1,500 V-Bucks from 950. The 950 V-Bucks price of a battle pass won't change, and that means knocking off a previous battle pass means you had the credits for the next one and a bonus. What I'd really like to see is them to move to something like Helldivers, where the passes don't expire at all. But hey, less FOMO is still better than no FOMO. That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
One of 2023's biggest games, Dredge, is getting a new DLC. The Iron Rig is the second expansion of The Spooky Hit and brings a new story and constructible location. Pick it up on all platforms this Thursday.
Up next is Farewell North. Playing as a border collie, you're tasked with restoring colour to a land inspired by the Scottish Highlands. That's out on PC, Xbox One, Xbox Series S and X, and Mac on the 15th.
Coming to the Xbox on the 15th is Kena Bridge of Spirits. It's a gorgeous third-person action-adventure game that has been reviewed really well on PlayStation and PC the last couple of years. Play it on Xbox this Thursday.
Out on Friday is Madden NFL 25. It's the same game as it is every year, but now with more football than ever before. Hang on a second, I've got a new press release and they're getting rid of the ball? That can't be right. No, wait, it's still NFL with the 10 hunts and lifelong concussion injuries. Grab it on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation on the 16th. Sorry to all the Madden NFL fans. We do love you.
That's hilarious.
Mine only had the it's the same game, but with more football than ever before. And then Gianni added the entire other bit, which I love for us.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomew. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, Feet, we've been firing up the old Twitch channel and streaming a bit more thanks to our friend Courtney. And if you aren't following us on Twitch, what are you doing? Here is the link, twitch.tv/sifterhq. That's twitch.tv/sifterhq. Come hang out with us there as we have, frankly, too much fun. We'll let you know in Discord with a special alert when we go live.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, myself, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith and Chris Button. This episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni Di Giovanni, who is also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, Chris Button here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. Star Wars Outlaws gives you a unique look at a galaxy far, far away, with a focus on the scheming, unforgiving criminal underworld.
I thought, when playing originally, that Nyx would have been sort of like something I'd use occasionally, but it became pretty integral to the gameplay. You're kind of always like looking at the angles and seeing, well, okay, what can I do over here? How can I cause a distraction? Do I want to set an explosion off over there to draw attention over there? Or do I want to use that explosive barrel to blow up a few enemies? So, you know, there's a quite an interesting variety in the way that you can approach each particular, which I found really fun. When it breaks bad, you're just like, all right, here we go. It's Star Wars time.
So does it deliver on its galactic size potential? Find out on Drop Rate, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.